spent part of yesterday watching a fascinating documentary called From Earth to Sky, and it is a profile of a series of indigenous architects and the buildings that they have constructed. And as part of our National Indigenous Day today on this 21st of June, we wanted to focus on that documentary, which will screen tonight on TVO. Alfred Waugh is one of the architects who is featured in the documentary and joins us. Alfred Waugh, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like a line from Douglas Cardinal, who arguably, and maybe you could argue, but is possibly the most famous Indigenous architect. And he said, it's not a profession, it's a mission. Do you feel the same way?
Somewhat, especially in the line of work we're doing, specifically being an Indigenous architect and working with Indigenous groups across Canada. It's cultural identity and establishing pride amongst our groups is a bit like a mission.
I was wondering, in looking at these buildings, a lot of them have things in common that they certainly have an incredible in-tuneness with nature. They have an attention to where the sun strikes things and how it comes through the windows. And there's a lot of circular features. So I'm wondering, for you as an architect, do you think that there's actually like an Indigenous vocabulary when it comes to architecture?
Like I said, this gap with residential school and sort of reconnecting to your cultural past, as an architect, we basically go to work with different groups. In our firm, from the West Coast, where I'm calling on the unceded territory of the Squamish Nation in West Vancouver, and we're doing work all across country to Nova Scotia. Every nation has their own unique history and their own stories to tell us. And so what we do as designers is try to interpret what's important to them culturally and environmentally, and try to synthesize those kinds of ideas. So say out in the West Coast here, of course, the traditional longhouse structure, whether it's Salish or Haida or what have you, and how they used, what they had out here was the large timbers to construct their architecture, to say the prairies, where it was more the light mobile structure, which was like the teepee structure with the lodge poles, the buffalo skin, and that later turned to the canvas. And then you move out to the East Coast, where you're into the bent wood or wigwam structure. So there are different types of inspirations to develop a language. And the common thread is, the use of natural material and working with nature in a sort of very pragmatic and direct approach. And how do you translate all that into modern architecture, I think, is the fun part.
One last question for you. One of the things that I had an impression of in watching this documentary was, it appeared to me anyway, that almost every single client who hired an Indigenous person as an architect was an Indigenous community, or it was a building with Indigenous purpose. So, I mean, is one of the questions we have to ask, why people more, non-Indigenous projects, why people aren't employing more Aboriginal architects?
Well, I think that's changing over time, right? Obviously, it's as an Indigenous architect, you're more likely to get work in the Indigenous people, with Indigenous people. But, we were working with Parks Canada. We did the Liard River Hot Springs, redesign of that facility, which was a Parks Canada project. So I think as we establish ourselves just as architects in the community, there will be more opportunities that arise. And we can bring that same sort of thought process up. The idea, like I'm excited about, is kind of bringing Indigenous ways of knowing with Western ways of knowing into an architecture that's more respectful and how we treat the earth and, place such values as nature at the center of our value system rather than humans, and that everything's interconnected, I think, is some of the important things that all of us can benefit from.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you.
Okay, thank you.
Alfred Waugh is founder of Formline Architecture, one of the First Nations architects who is featured in a documentary called From Earth to Sky, which will be on TVO tonight and then obviously streaming after that.